or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Tonight's program is made possible in part by Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware & Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint, Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Network Physical Therapy. Let's join Ken and Dave for PCSN Live from the Stanton Studio.
Forgive me. Welcome. We got caught by surprise a little bit here. We are 4 minutes before we're supposed to start, and we kicked off with the intro. We're kind of like chickens with their heads cut off.
Right? Yeah, we would sing a song for you to finish out the 3 or 4 minutes, but that's not happening.
Yeah, I can't sing. I know Ken might be able to. I can't sing, so I'm not going to even try. Therefore, I'm out on that. So while we're just now, we've been sitting for 20 minutes just talking, but when the sound goes off, then it's time to go to work. We still thought we had 4 minutes.
We did. Unfortunately, we didn't. But that's okay. Here we are.
Here we are. Welcome to PCSN with Dave and Ken. Hope you have a great night. And looks like a chance of some light snow tonight and tomorrow. Throughout the day tomorrow and even tomorrow night. So
there's a lot of people that are hoping.
Yeah, coating to 2 inches is what I saw earlier. But more than likely, a dusting to a coating will be the most. And as warm as it has been today, it is likely not to stick.
I'm personally okay with that.
You're one of them non-contract days. You're one of them guys.
Yeah, but I just assume, let's just roll on with it.
I'm just kind of carrying on what we were talking about prior to. All right, so we got some. We'll go.
Start with the girls.
Girls, okay. Start girls.
Never so actually, the Lady Pirates are 10-9 on the season. They are above 500. It's been a while since they've been in that place. They've continued to make progress as the season has went along and continue to show improvement. And the last time out, we had their game against Lee County. Prior to that, they played West Carter. And then prior to that, they played Harrison County. And all of those games were actually at home. So Lady Pirates had a 3-game homestand, won each one of those games. Tonight, they're actually on the road at Nicholas County. But going back to the Harrison County game, the Lady Pirates ended up winning 61-43. West Carter, 66-62. And then over Lee County, 48-32. And David, you and I have kind of talked not only during games, but even outside of the games. The Lady Pirates have continued to show improvement. They've gotten some nice contributions from different players that haven't necessarily stepped up at times, but I think they're finally getting the players together, the lineups together, the substitutions, and everything in so many respects seem to be going really well for the Lady Pirates. Now, the fact that they're on the road at Nicholas County, let's see what they're able to do tonight, and then Friday they'll face off against Estill here at home.
Well, playing Nicholas, they can probably get away with what they have been doing earlier. Now, the Lee County game was, I don't know how you would describe the Lee County game. It was not pretty to watch. It wasn't like a fast-paced game, but because the defense that Lee County was playing causes Powell County to kind of play ugly, if that's a good analogy. We like to play fast. We like to play up-tempo. When we get slowed down, we don't look as impactful. But in my opinion, when we were broadcasting, we were doing what we needed to do to win. And I know people might not always like to watch that style, and I probably don't either. But if it gets you a win in the win column, or a W in the win column, then who cares about how you look getting there? Again, the goal is to win the game. And I think because when people pack in that zone, it slows down the drivers, which we are. That's the best part of our game. And when you look at the last few games we've played with the teams we have played again, a lot of teams are either box and chasing or triangle and two, whatever they may be, but it's playing a lot of zone packed in, which is going to make it to where we're going to have to start shooting the ball better from someone other than named Makaira Cottle. And I'm not knocking our kids, but we got to shoot the ball better than what we're shooting it. I think we're coming in at a clip I'll pull that up real quick here. This is minus the Lee County game, which the stats are not in for that one. But going in, when you're shooting as a team, we are at 27% as a team from three. We always talk about 33 to 35% is the mark you need to be. We are 8% below the mark, but beyond that, we don't shoot enough. We've now played, what, almost 20 games, and we've only taken 80 threes. Now, forgive my math here. If we've taken 80, that's four per game.
Not enough.
And I know, and I don't think it's a Rob or a Rob thing at all. I think it's more the players are either choosing not to shoot or don't feel comfortable shooting the ball. And again, if you're under the 30% mark, it's okay not to shoot. But to open that zone up, you got to shoot more than 4 3-pointers a game. Now, that's number one. You got to get that number up to 12 to 15 shots per game. And that may be out of their comfort zone a little bit. I'm not sure. Doesn't play to their strength, and I get that. But to be able to open up a zone and respect you as a three-point shooting team, you got to put the ball up. And four a game is not enough to even get the respect that you need.
No, and a lot of times I'm not so sure that the players are set to take a shot when they get it, and therefore when they're receiving a pass, now they're kind of fumbling around, for lack of a better way of putting it, and at that point, now the defense has already gotten on you, and you don't have a chance. Now you have to pass back to get it.
Before somebody calls and texts me, I misread the stat report. We've made 80. We've shot 295.
Okay.
That makes more sense. So we are shooting that'd be 15 a game. That's right where I just said. So erase everything. We're shooting the shots we should shoot. We're shooting at 15 a game. But we're only making four. Now that's not a good number. So we got to get that number made up. But I watched yesterday. I was in practice yesterday after our conditioning program we're doing, and baseball was there. We're talking about some baseball people. They're doing some conditioning stuff, watching the girls practice, and they ran several drills of just, shooting threes. And they're working on it, and the shots looked really good yesterday in practice. And I was mentioning to one of the other folks there watching practice or at practice was more about, do they look that way shooting in games? And I'm thinking, no. Obviously, there's nobody guarding you when you're just on your drills.
Right.
But they look more comfortable. They're better form, more comfortable shooting the ball, which, again, you are when you're just running the floor and you're just stopping and shooting. But the form was really good. I was impressed with the form at practice. That form is not always the same in the game. And these kids have got to be able to transfer what they do in practice to a game. They're going game speed. I mean, they were going pretty hard on these drills and shooting and actually shooting pretty good. And, I just don't know why they're not translating more made shots in. 80 for 295 is the number that I'm reading on the stat sheet. That 15 shots, to me, 15 is a good number. But apparently if you're only making 25%, you got to get that number up to 30, 35. Then you're making 100 shots out of the 295 you're taking. One out of three, that's where you want to be. We're not there. We're about 25 shots away. Makes from being there, and we got to get, 8, 9, 10 threes a game. A little bit late in the ball game to change your number that much, but to allow Makaira to do what she does, let's drive the basketball, convert free throws. She's able to shoot the ball from outside a lot better now than she did last year, I think, so she is open for that. But just some little things Powell County could do better. The other night against Lee County, you had a different leading scorer. It was Jesley Centers off the bench. It was your leading scorer. Then you had Emily Reed, who was just into the lineup a couple weeks ago. She was tied for the second leading scorer with Carly Rogers. So a whole different three at the top. And then you had, I think, Makaira was in there right there and maybe next. And or maybe she was the third leading scorer. But she didn't really, she wasn't that anxious about trying to shoot. She was just very calm and patient, methodical about moving the basketball. They were shooting the open shots when they had them. And I told somebody after the game, I said, That's what a zone, packed-in zone, makes you look like. And I just don't think we have the three shooters like we have had in the past. We also don't have the post game that we've had in the past. So it makes everything a little bit harder when you're a drive team when they really clog up that middle.
Yeah, if I like the fact that more players, whether it's centers, Reed, Rodgers,
different names,
stepping up their game, right, and contributing. And, you know, we had a chance to talk to Emily and Carly. They were even recognized that themselves. It's not so much that they're...
I think the kids know.
Yeah, they know. Yes, and it's not so much to put pressure on them as much as it is the reality is they're saying, okay, everybody is playing a little bit tighter defense now than what we were used to the first time around. Now everybody else is going to have to step up and begin to contribute, and I think they're taking that role and accepting that when they're coming
in. You know, when you got Makai, and listen, and folks, people think what they want to with watching Makai play. I enjoy watching Makai play. She still makes mistakes. I totally get it, but we're watching a once in a generation type player here at Powell County, and not that generation, but once every 5 or 6 years we get a player like this, and enjoy it while you can, because she is a good player to watch play. Now the other part of the team, they have to find a way to find their niche, whatever it may be, whether it is knock down a three, play defense, be the other driver, be someone else making the shots. We got to have at least three scores, getting double digits. The other night we had three or four right around that number, and we got to win. That's usually what happens when you have multiple people in the scoring column.
Right.
You can't be selfish with the basketball. And not only is Makai usually the best scorer, she's also the best passer and top rebounder. So she's not one-dimensional. She's just not out there to score. She is by far, I think, the best passer on the team, and we've seen her and Chloe Grader usually been the best two rebounders and two of the smallest kids on the floor. But they just have a knack for the basketball, and that's what they do and what they do best.
They do, and as far as even Makaira and her assist, her passing, it's up to the other players on the court to take that pass and be ready to shoot and or obviously to convert that shot. It's one thing to, you know, to not hit it. Now you're back on defense, and now we've got to try again. They've got to be able to make a higher percent of some of those shots.
You almost have to be, and I'll use Lori Faulkner as the example here. Lori's the one key for us, I think, to start knocking down some threes. And I was watching Jess Lee in practice yesterday. Her form was just really good from three-point range, which kind of surprised me. From watching her in the booth, she doesn't look as she got a good form as she does. She didn't practice yesterday. But what I was going to say is if Lori could just set those feet and almost be the beggar, when the ball goes back inside, kick it out, Lori's feet are set, she can go ahead and shoot. If she can get her mindset where, okay, I got my feet set instead of the one-stepping shot, the shot goes faster. If you can get, if your just feet are set and you're ready to go, as soon as you catch it, you'll shoot more threes, you make more threes.
And so, that's that little aspect of her game that needs to improve, because sometimes she'll be open and the pass is coming, and again, because of that transition time, the defense is already in front of her and it's like, I'm not taking. Or they're closing in and she doesn't feel comfortable taking that shot, feeling that pressure coming in her direction.
And I also understand this. If you're that person standing out on the wing and you're the beggar, you almost have to have a perfect pass to you anyway. So, or if you could just catch on the move and shoot. I'm not sure we're real comfortable doing that, but you have to be able to make yourself do that in the games, because sometimes that's all you get.
Well, and the way the teams are packing in the defense, those looks are there. They've become there over the last little bit. They're there for them to take. Again, you have to take them. You also have to convert. And when you're converting them, then at that point, everything's going better. Now you're building that confidence and ripple effect.
If we can start early in the game and Laura can knock down a couple, Jess Lee or Chloe, all they got, Emily, shoots the ball well outside as well. If those kids can knock down a couple threes early on people, pull people back out of that zone, it's going to be wide open, and then Powell County can do what we want to do. But until we establish that game, then people are going to pack it in and make us look kind of methodical. It's just that's just the way the game is. That doesn't matter. If you watch UK play, if we're not making threes to make them get out of the double team and triple team on Shiba on the inside, Kentucky's going to struggle.
Yes.
But if we start making some threes, man, the game gets a lot easier on the inside.
Correct. And they've gone to a high post now.
Yep.
Trinity Romans playing that part. So that
another shooter that she could shoot. Yeah. The ball, so
that, and that opens up the game a little bit. And still, even with Trinity, and I said this even to her when we interviewed her a couple weeks ago, when she is playing in the post and getting physical, I think that she has a better game and seems to be locked in a little bit more. And sometimes people need that physicality in order to kind of get a little bit more involved. Because if you're not being physical and you're just kind of out there kind of running around, the ebb and flow personally, you know, yeah, what I'm saying, doesn't necessarily go your way. But when you're getting in there, getting physical, and I think that high-low game like that opening up in that high post, I think that's opening up the perimeter. And that's what is going to work for the Pirates going forward, the way the defense is. Again, now it's up to those shooters to be able to convert.
The biggest thing for us, I think, we've got to watch is spacing. Because if everybody's all jammed up in one spot, turnovers going to go up, sloppy plays going to go up. You're not going to get any shots off because everybody's right on top of each other. So you got to keep your spacing, and you got to pass the ball better, move it quicker, do some things like that to get open. But that's what we got to see out of the Lady Pirates moving forward.
They're definitely, again, they're continuing to show improvement. You know, game in and game out, they're continuing to show improvement. It's just these little things that can make them that much better going forward, especially as we're kind of nearing the end of the regular season.
Yeah, and as we get there, we'll kind of go over some stats with you real quick. This is minus the Lee County game. Again, Makaira didn't score maybe 8 points.
I think eight or nine, yeah.
So her season average going into that game was 25.2 points per game, which is phenomenal. Chloe Grader comes in at second at 9.2, Trinity Romans at 8.2, Lori Faulkner at 6.4. Now, all those scores, I think, have upticked since the last time I checked the stats. So everybody's went up a little bit. Chloe, I think, has stayed around the 9 mark pretty much most of the season. But the rest of those girls, I think, have kind of maybe taken an uptick. So those are all good. And I think with Emily Reed and Carly and Jess Lee, those are going to continue to increase, in my opinion.
Yes.
Looking at some rebounding, Makaira leads at 8.6, Chloe at 6.3, Trinity at 5.3. I think that number could go up, and that would be good. But she's not got the minutes she had earlier in the season. But
One point she was actually starting, and now I think she's coming off the bench.
Yes, and Lori's actually crept up to the 4.6 mark, and then Jess Lee coming in at 3.4, Carly at 2.4. Again, those are kind of interchangeable. Two or three of those girls playing for each other, and you know, if you get 5 or 6 rebounds out of one spot, well, I call it a person, but one spot, they're doing a pretty good job. So the rebounding numbers. And, man, it's really doing something out there now. I think it's just all rain, but even the windows are getting wet here. Got a big awning in the front of us. But anyway, got sidetracked. But, again, where the girls are kind of trending right now, I think it's all a little bit of an uptick. And we got to continue to keep doing what we've been doing. Got Nicholas County again tonight. Huge game on Friday. Now, implications. We'll go to that direction next with the girls. Right now, as we stand,
In district play,
I believe the Pirates are right there in control of their own destiny.
Now you have to take off one of the wins because of the 2A.
So the Palcony Pirates are 2-2.
I believe that's right.
All right, 2-2. Estill County is at 2-2. Lee County at 0-4. And Owsley County is 4-0. So that tells me that Owsley County looks like they've got it wrapped up as far as the one seed. But we'll talk about what can happen different a little bit later. Lee County's looks like they got the wrap on the 4. And if, well, Powell can't get the 4 over Lee. Powell's definitely going to be a seed above Lee. Estill, if Lee beats Estill, then they could move up in front of Estill. Don't think that's going to happen. And Lee has another game with Owsley, and I don't think they're going to beat Owsley County. So Lee looks like a solid 4. Owsley's going to be the 1. Unless this scenario plays out, which I think is the only scenario that could happen. Owsley's already beaten Powell by 5. They beat Estill by double digits, big time. So they'll get the 15 spot, I believe, from their matchup. So if Powell beats Estill on Friday by more than we lost by, which was just 1 or 2.
It's 2 points.
2 points. So if we win by more than 2 on Friday.
Four points.
We lost by 4?
Yes.
Okay, so we went in. We need to win by five or more on Friday. And if we defeat Owsley by more than seven or eight?
That score was five.
Okay, so we beat them by more than five. Powell County could get the one seed if they're able to win both games by five or more.
And then Owsley would have to end up with a loss. I'm trying to see who they have.
It would be us
left.
It would just be us. They'll put them at one. We've already got two losses, haven't we?
We do.
Yeah.
So
Esther would also have to beat Owsley, but I think they may have already.
They already have.
Twice.
Yeah.
So they're done.
Yep, they are done. Yeah. So actually,
so never mind. Scratch that. Owsley's going to be the one seed.
I was thinking that they still had one more game against Estill, but yeah, they don't.
They don't. No, Owsley's going to be the one seed. They've got a game with Lee and a game with Powell left. So Powell can't get to, unless Lee County upsets Owsley, which I don't think is going to happen. So
right.
Scratch everything I just said. Powell will be playing for the two seed or the three seed versus Estill on Friday. If Powell can win by five or more than the two, Powell loses, they're the three.
Regardless, they are statistically more than likely to play each other again in the district tournament.
For the fourth time this season, and that's going to be at Owsley, so it's on a neutral floor. I guess that's the way it's going to work out for the girls.
And they've both been close games. Yes. Lady Pirates ended up winning in the 2A by 2 points, mm-hmm. and then lost back at Estill by 4 points. Actual first true district matchup.
First district matchup, and then we'll see what happens on Friday. Again, a key game. Again, and it's more of a pride thing, I think, than it matters, because the 2-3 doesn't matter. Now, I will say this, as a just someone who enjoys watching the game, if Powell loses just by a small margin, I'll favor Powell in the tournament. It don't matter, because I tell you what, I say that and I start thinking, Estill Powell matchup, it don't matter.
It's going to be tough regardless.
It's going to be tough regardless.
And that's the way it statistically has been for a long time.
Years.
I'd flip a coin, and depending on who makes the shots and free throws. And
what Greg used to say, this was back in the day, this is several years ago, but every even year somebody would win, every odd year somebody would win. That's how much it was between Powell and Estill for a long time. It was
right.
On those years, this team won. Now, since Owsley's came into the picture for the last several years, they're a tough beat for anybody. And guess what, all you people from Estill and Powell, they're all back next year.
Yeah, at Owsley. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Again, they've been on a nice streak.
Yeah.
For their team up there. Again, they've done a nice job, a good quality group of players, and they know how to play together, and they're all willing to do what it takes.
Well, so I'll say that, and they're also the youngest team in the district. They're playing, a couple of freshmen and an eighth grader on their starting group. Carly Rogers is a junior. I think she's the eldest statesman out there. I think there might be one more junior or sophomore, but the rest of those kids are freshmen and eighth graders, so that team's going to be together for a couple more years.
They have two juniors.
Two juniors?
Two juniors. No seniors.
Yeah, no seniors.
Two juniors, and that's Shelby Murray and Carly Smith.
Yeah. Now, Carly, when she graduates in 2 years, she'll be sorely missed, but they got some really good young talent coming. So it won't surprise me if Owsley County doesn't continue the dominance of this district for the next 5 years.
Yeah, when you're saying young, mostly 7th and 8th graders.
Oh, yeah.
On the team. They only have one freshman on their team, one sophomore on their team, and two juniors, and everybody else is 7th or 8th graders.
I'm telling you, they have done a really good job, and you just got to commend Owsley County what they
have
done. Now, their numbers are down. They don't have a lot of kids on their teams. What they do have is really respectable. So they're going to be able to compete. They've learned how to win. They've learned how to play the tournament games. They've got the little bit of a hunger in them, and kids are liking to play basketball at Owsley County. So we always say this, winning causes winning, and it is just contagious with the girls program at Owsley County. And you guys tip your hat to them. We got to strive to do better than what the Owls are doing.
True. Again, you know, somebody has to knock them off, and, you know, this Lady Pirate team, yeah, definitely close even on the road, and had their opportunities to take that win.
And we're down as much as, what, 18?
Yes, and then came back, made a game, right? Couldn't get over the hump.
Down to two, I believe, maybe even tied it up at one point. But, man, what a comeback for the Pirates. But again, as we told the girls, as we interviewed them the other day, stop this giving 15-point leads at the beginning and clawing your way back the entire time, just back into the fight. Just go ahead and get a lead and go with it.
And that's where it goes back in the beginning, though, those shooters around the perimeter being able to make those shots to gain their confidence. And when they don't hit, they almost shy away at times from taking shots.
We don't get a ton of offensive rebounds. The rebounds we get are usually on the defensive side. So that tells me that we're one and done on shooting, which is why it is dangerous to take those 15 threes in a game, is because you're not getting a lot of rebounds of your own misses. So
but we also don't necessarily follow up on our shots either. That's true for both boys and girls.
But that we'll talk about that in a moment. But yeah, the girls got to do a better job of following that up, and also know who's back on defense to get, so you don't get, you know, Alza County snowbirded us 10 times probably in that game for 20 points. So that was the big key against them. And even for the boys, it's a big key with Lee County over the boys getting a lot of snowbirds back when nobody was rotating back on a shooter. So those are some things that you got
to
work out.
Yeah, and I think even tonight, again, to me, this Nicholas County game for the Lady Pirates on the road, it's not so much that it's a crucial game, but I think the progress that they've made getting those three wins at home, getting back above 500, now you're on the road. Let's carry that momentum on a high note going into Friday playing at home against Estill. If they lose tonight, depending on the score, that could potentially be a little bit of a setback. I think they're capable of winning, and I think they should win. But, again, to me, you've made such great strides, and you won those three games. Carry it on if you lose, and all of a sudden it's like, ugh.
I feel more this way. I don't think it really gets into the girls' psyche too much, the game tonight. I think it is what it is. I think Friday they're ready to play. The only thing I worry about coming out tonight is anybody getting injured. Whether it be a jammed finger or just a tweaked ankle, somebody can't go full strength on Friday, puts at a deficit going into it. So, and you can't take days off. It's not like you can take days off in between games. But Powell County girls have got a busy schedule this week. They've got they had last night or Monday night, got tonight, Friday, and then go to Jenkins on Saturday.
Yeah,
that's a busy week for girls. Play four basketball games in a week. Going forward, and I don't think they're home for a while. After Friday's game, they're not home till the end of the season.
No, and then after Saturday at Jenkins, then they'll play again.
Alza County's coming to town.
February the 1st, they're at Wolf, and then on the 3rd, Owsley at home.
So that's next week, right? Next Friday will be Owsley at home.
Correct.
For that district matchup. So, yeah, it's
and then Wednesday's Wednesday they're at Wolf County.
So Friday will be the last one. And it's only a couple games, I guess. There's really not that many games left for the Lady Pirates going forward. There's only, you got Nicholas tonight, Estill. You got Owsley at home on the 3rd. Then you go away, Little Letcher, Buckhorn, and then Knott is at home. And then Wolf is at home. Then we're going away to West Carter. So really only three games. We say it's a bunch. It's only three on the road before we come back home for one and then go back on the road for it. There's only 7-8 games left in the season. So we're getting close to that time of year.
Yeah, and some tough competition as well. You know, Wolf County's got a good team. Obviously, Letcher County Central. We already saw them play West Carter, so that should be another good
Knott County.
Another good matchup. Yeah, Knott County. So again, Lady Pirates have some
good games. If you look down up and down the schedule of the games they have remaining, Estill, they're 1-1. Jenkins haven't played. They'll play them just the one time. Wolf County, they'll play them twice. Wolf County is way above us right now in the seedings or the rankings go. Then you've got Owsley, who's beaten us once. Letcher, who'll be a favorite. Buckhorn, I'm not sure what Buckhorn's got this year. Could be a win for the Pirates. Knott will be a favorite. Wolf's going to be another favorite. And then West Carter already beat us.
Beat them by 4.
Oh, we beat West. Okay.
Yeah.
So now we're going to play on their turf. I'm telling you, you could look at this and say, okay, Powell County may only pick up one or two more wins.
Buckhorn's 11-9 on the season.
Well, they're about like us then. So if you play this outright, if you pick up a couple more wins, you hope they're district games.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so it's a tough end of the schedule for the girls. And I like that because it's going to make them ready for whoever they play. I think a tough schedule at the end, I always like. To me, I mean, you want to challenge yourself late. You don't want to be mentally down after taking some losses. But like I said, I don't think this group really gets – I don't think they're going to get mentally down. I don't think Rob
– I would agree with that. Yeah.
Roger let them. I don't think the girls let themselves get mentally down. They're going to be ready to play the district games.
Yeah, I think on one side they're mentally tough. Next team up, right?
Yeah.
They're just focused on that next. Exactly. Let's just go play on that next one. They're not looking too far down the road or anything.
Yeah.
They're focused on that. And we've even seen, even talking to them, whether it's a win or a loss, obviously you feel better after a win. But at the same time, they just realize, okay, we didn't necessarily have a great game. We're going to try and improve things, and we're going to go forward and see if we can't get a win. And I think that effort, again, that three-game win streak.
That's the positiveness of this team is because they're not looking too far ahead,
right.
nor behind.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of things bother them, and I think that's a good thing. Because, again, the end of their schedule is going to be tough. And if they come out of it 3-6 or 3-7, that's not a bad run. But, again, that psyche going into the tournament time, could be a little bit different. I don't think it'll bother these girls. Again, you got Estill kind of coming up. Who cares? You're going to play Estill again. Pretty much guaranteed.
I'm not so sure either one of us would have predicted at this point that they would be 10-9 on the season.
We would not have.
Correct. And I think based on the players that they had coming back, nothing wrong with the players, but you also lost height. You didn't necessarily have an inside game, and realizing that now you have a shorter stature team, quick and hustle, right? And they're going to try and beat you with their speed and that shiftiness and that quickness. But the fact that they've been able to get a lot of those rebounds when they're undersized, and in some respects they have out-hustled and outperformed the other team, that's what they have going for them.
They don't
obviously.
Lack fight. They don't,
no, they do
don't
not.
Like
no, so, not at all.
When you're small, you got to do other things well, and this team does.
That's what makes them fun to watch,
that
too.
Now, again, the other night wasn't that fun to watch because we were kind of just stuck in what we had to do. And, again, it pulled out a win, so I'm good with that.
Yep.
So we'll take a little break here, take a couple breaks. Be back to talk about boys, and we'll wrap them up as well. Just would like to read the girls. Back in a moment here on PCSN Live.
Protect Security and Fire Systems. Your security is our business. Visit the Fowl County Sports Network page at WSKVFM.com.
With Whitaker Bank's new home equity line of credit, qualified applicants can borrow up to 90% of their home's value with no closing costs. With Whitaker Bank's home equity line of credit, you only pay back 1% of your balance monthly, and you process your withdrawals with Whitaker Electronic Banking. Stop by Whitaker Bank and see how our new home equity line of credit can help you. Whitaker Bank proudly supports your Powell County Pirates. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center for quality health care close to home. It's why we're here, providing compassionate, personalized care whenever you may need it, so you, your family, and our community can all thrive. Because no matter where you are in life, nothing is more important than your health. Clark Regional Medical Center, from the routine to the unforeseen. Count on us. Learn more at clarkregional.org.
We are growing and so are our CD rates. I'm James Clark, Market President for CG Bank here in Stanton, Kentucky. CG Bank's new 8-month certificate of deposit will earn you 4.28% annual percentage yield compounded at maturity. Come visit our newly expanded location today at 488 South Main Street in Stanton to take advantage of this limited time CD special. We're not here building business, but building relationships. That's community banking. That's my bank.
Only a $500 minimum balance required to open and maintain APY. Penalty for early withdrawal. Annual percentage yield as of December 29th, 2022. And fees and penalties may reduce earnings. CG Bank is a member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandpa. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, As General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
New driveway, parking lot, or large aggregate need? Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in all things crushed aggregate. They provide expert delivery and more, depending on size of application. Call Natural Bridgestone today at 606-663-2815 or Tipton Ridge Quarry at 606-723-4881 or find out more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. We're about halfway through the show. While we have you an extra break, we went a little bit long with the girls. That's okay. We were 4 minutes early, so everybody got to tune in for the first 4 minutes. We tried to kind of do nothing the first four, but nonetheless, that's where we are. And now we'll switch gears over to boys basketball.
So the last time, I can't remember... We're on the 25th, the 19th, would the Pirates played Prestonsburg, ended up winning 75-67. That was a good contest. You know, the Pirates had lost big at Prestonsburg, came back and got a nice 8-point win. Very physical game, a lot of fouls that were called, several players that actually fouled out in that game, so the Pirates get a nice win, and then they follow that up against Williamstown. That was a Saturday game. Williamstown ended up winning 67-61. Pirates had their opportunities in that one. Couldn't knock down a couple of shots. Missed a couple of rebounds. And then Williamstown basically just closed out at the free throw line. Ended up winning that one. That game literally could have gone either way. I felt like that was a tough outing for the Pirates. They had a player, Yangwa, who ended up scoring like 26 points, only came in averaging 15. So he scored 11 more than what his season average was. And he didn't look like a player who only averaged 15. Like he looked like a 20-plus player.
He looked like a D1 type prospect.
Yeah, he did. Us. Yeah.
Coming in, like you said, not only averaging 15, he wasn't obviously the leading scorer.
He was not. Yeah.
You know, you give your kids an assignment, try to stop this guy that's got 15 a game, and he goes off on you, then somebody missed an assignment. I guess it's, if you play a band, that's what happens. But, yeah, he looked like he was a star. And to me, I couldn't see why that kid couldn't do well on any game he played. But some people just have those games nobody really ever thinks nothing about. But now that was, he looked like a player against us.
Yeah, and attacked the rim.
Yeah.
You know, that
long.
Yeah. He was attacking the rim, and we were moving out of the way at times instead of setting up.
Or just reaching in.
Yeah. You know, again, sometimes I would like to see the boys team staying in, take a charge. You know, even if you're called for the block, but at least get yourself into that.
Make them pay a little price.
Yeah, right.
Think about it.
Right. Next time, right, as opposed to kind of parting ways and giving them that. And I get sometimes if you're in foul trouble, right, you don't be reaching in, but ultimately, if you have the position, you know, you might be able to get a couple of calls going the other way.
Yeah, I won't say a charge is a lost start. We got kids that will try to take some charges. But I tell you what, looking back, I think about the teams that I really enjoyed watching. And there's always that one kid. I'll take every charge. Let me tell you something. The one call in a game that is some of the most biggest momentum builders. People say dunks. People say threes, whatever you want to. Taking a charge is one of the biggest momentum changers you can have.
Yeah, because the player that's going to have the ball next time, maybe he doesn't necessarily take it in, right? Because all of a sudden at that point in the back of his mind thinking, right, you know, they're going to be set.
It's just it's a momentum changer. I mean, when you get a kid, it's wide open for a layup that just runs over one of yours, and you're going the other way now, try to score, and you can score off that. I'm telling you, it has pumped a lot of teams up, that one kid giving his body. Let me tell you something. On a team, and I'm going to spell team with all players. It's not one, two, three. All players make a team. You bet you got the one who likes to take a charge. Maybe you get two that like to take a charge. Maybe three. It gets a little bit where it's contagious. We got to find a way to get this team. They don't ever seem like they're happy on the floor. I don't know. I mean, they're not having fun. Listen, you don't have to like each other to play together. You have to get along and you have to enjoy the game. And they have to have a little fun. If you're not having fun, I don't know why they're out there.
And you're right. I hadn't necessarily thought about it until you said it, to kind of reflect. At times, you're right. It doesn't necessarily look like that they are.
No.
It's more of they're going through the motions, and it's a strain as opposed to, man, let's get out there. And that's not to say if somebody makes a good shot or a three or free throw or something. Right? You know, at that point, okay, great. But yet to have that enthusiasm throughout the whole time, I'm not saying it's all of them collectively.
And I'm not saying taunting. I'm not saying hold your hand up to the crowd and saying, look what I just did. I'm not talking about those things. I'm like, man, you got a teammate just hit a shot. Man, give him a pat on the butt. Say, all right, let's go. Let's play.
Right.
And I want a couple of cheerleaders on the floor, which is throwback to where I told Alan this the other day. I loved Humble playing because he battles. It doesn't matter. He gets on the floor, he'll get dirty. Aiden Larson came off the bench. And Aiden's not a typical basketball player. He's a guy plays football that's on the basketball floor. He doesn't care. His motor is going 150 miles an hour. He makes stuff happen. He may turn the ball over. I'll take his one or two turnovers for his aggressiveness every day over somebody that looks boring that doesn't care to be out there. I mean, it's just, I'm sorry, it is what it is. I don't care if you're scoring 15 a game or 20 a game or whatever you're doing. If you're not having any fun doing what you're doing, I don't know. Maybe you change things up. I know we went back and watched some of the films, and I was kind of disappointed. I wanted to see more post plays. And I'll go back and look at some film, and I'm thinking, he's wide open several times, and we're not getting the basketball. We've got players, it looks like, not choosing not to throw him the basketball. And we're not on here to call people out individually. I'm not going to do that, but look at yourself in the mirror. Were you the player who didn't throw the basketball inside several times when people were open? If you are, then you're part of the problem. To me, when we were playing well against Lee, we were pounding the ball inside. Every time we could get an opportunity, we went inside. And when we stopped doing that, Lee kind of came back and made a run. If we continued, they had no answer.
Correct.
So I want to kind of challenge Alan or the team or whoever may be listening, or throw this at the team. What is the objective of playing a game? Is it for you to score, or is it to get the team to win?
I would 100% get the win, regardless.
I mean,
regardless of how many points I get, rebounds I get, if I am contributing and my contribution is 5 points and five rebounds and two assists or something, and I get a couple of fouls called on the other, you know, their top scorer or something, that's a good game, right? Again, grade players out. At that point, let's see where you truly are. Because just because you scored 25, but you gave up 35,
you're a negative.
You're correct. And appreciate the points, but you didn't necessarily play defense or rebound in other areas like you should.
You know, as I was growing up, I was watching people play, and I got a couple in mind that I'd call out. But, you know, it was like, okay, look, if I'm guarding, this is me talking to this opponent. You let me score, I'll let you score. Both look good after the game. And you can see two offensive-minded guys saying, okay, let's trade it out. You guard each other. You shoot, I'll shoot. You shoot, I'll shoot. I'll let you shoot. And you get this give and take. That ain't the way the game's played. You know, the coaches are kind of get you to do a certain thing. And to me, Powell County had the rare occurrence of an inside game. If we could pound it inside, it opens up the outside. We're very with Jacob Townsend out, we're limited. We're down a shooter.
Hurts.
Because Jacob doesn't usually hurt the team. Jacob, he may make a turnover too, but he's going to knock down a couple big shots. He's going to play a little defense. He's not going to be the negative. But we got some players that, to me, their players giving up 3 points, or they're missing key shots, and then they're still scoring, but they're not making the passes they need to make. Passing is important. Getting someone else to score should be a big deal. I mean, to me, assist shows more about character than points.
I would agree, and I think on one hand, a lesson for all sports teams, right? And this includes professional. Obviously, you don't have to like everybody.
No.
You don't have to. But when you're stepping on the court, stepping on the field, wherever it is, the ball diamond, but wherever it is, that stuff goes out the window, and we're here as a team order to collectively win and do the best we can to get everybody involved.
So several years ago, I either went to a Reds game or watched the Reds game on TV when they were kind of getting in a playoff push. And it was during the game where when the players left, they lost. When the players left and lost, they were okay getting ready to go home, get back to their families, and they were okay with that. The fans are a different story. The fans are going into almost in hibernation because they're sad because now we don't get to see our team play for the next 4 months. It's kind of like this. Either you're playing for the person you are or you're playing for the jersey that you're wearing. And I think we've got too many people playing for who we are versus what we're playing for.
I would agree, but ultimately it is about winning. Well, I don't like to lose. I'm competitive.
It
I don't
is
care
about if... winning, but to me it's about sharing as a team.
Correct. And that was going to be my point, though. On one hand, though, the goal is to win the games, but if you're just matter of fact about losing, that's not good enough. I used to be a sore loser, and it would make me mad because I realized I could have done better. And therefore, you put that pressure on yourself. Like, what can I do better to get better, right? Otherwise, as opposed to saying, well, I'm going to get mine, and I don't care if we win or not. I would rather win and, again, do everything I can, have 0 points, block out, and do whatever in order to contribute just to get the win, because collectively that builds on what we're looking for. Again, I don't have to get mine.
You know, winning is not the all well and be good story. Humility is big. Character is big. That's what you can build on the floor. Either wins or losses, how you handle yourself during a loss, even handling how you handle yourself during a win. When you look up at the stands, and we've seen this before, and I don't know if it happens still today or not, but you got people keeping score in the scorebook, and maybe they're keeping one player or two players or comparing apples and oranges. Stop. Enjoy the game. You know, one of the reasons we do radio because we enjoy it. I always still can. I hate doing stats because I want to watch the game. I've since spent my time on the benches where I've done the stats and I missed the game. But enjoy the game and enjoy your kid. Enjoy someone else's kid. Why did you come? Did you come to keep score? I mean, did you come to check mark ever what this kid did or you, this kid? Watch the game.
Well, on one hand, even collectively as a society, and I don't care if you're talking about a 3-month-old all the way up, we have to learn as a society to quit comparing our own kids to somebody else's kid and how well they're doing or not doing, or look what my kid's doing. And, oh, your kid's the same age, and why aren't they doing that? We all develop differently. We all have that. Obviously, parents mold kids, you know, through environment and everything. But again, collectively, we're here for a team. There's going to be very few kids coming out of this community, out of the region in many respects, that are going to be D1 players. Pick a sport. It's irrelevant what the sport is. So therefore, get out of that mindset. Enjoy it while you can, because most people on that senior night and when you lose that final game,
you're not putting their jersey on.
That's it. Most of the time, that's it, unless you're doing some kind of rec game somewhere.
If you can't enjoy the people you're playing with and enjoy their successes, if they have them, then I don't know why you're out there. Part of me was like, I want my team to do well. I want to have fun winning. I want to see, I'll use Greg as an example, he's one of my teammates. I want to see Greg do well. I mean, I wasn't playing much. I want to see Greg do well. He's one of my best friends. Do well, Greg. I want to see Daryl do well. I want to see my buddies do well.
Right.
You know, I want to see those guys get to enjoy. I want to enjoy the win, too. I'll be right with them. But I get to watch them play and enjoy what they're doing on the field and get to appreciate it. And I was one of the biggest cheerleaders, always on the bench. I was one of the stars, but guess what? I got to watch. And I got to sit there and be a teammate. And it's just like, do you enjoy watching, not playing? No, not really, but I'm going to support my buddies. And I like to see more of that out there. I want to be happy for Johnny, Jim, whoever it is. I want them all to be happy with each other. And if they are, guess what? You go farther. You know, if you make an extra pass, you get a guy layup. Should it make you feel better?
I mean, it should. 100, right? Yeah, an assist is just as good as making the 2 points yourself, because your team made the 2 points. And guess what? It's a win-win situation for both people.
And, you know, there's sometimes we can watch a game, boys or girls, or watch another team play, and it's like this. Okay, they just caught it. Guess what's going to happen? They're going to shoot it somehow. We've got individuals who we peg out in each game we play, boys, girls, the opponent, whoever. Certain players catch it to shoot it.
Well, Zach Watterson.
Who is the best passer on that team?
Zach Watterson.
Who will always pass it.
That's exactly right. Yes.
So, yeah. Yes, he scores, but he is the best passer on that team, bar none. And he celebrates as much on a pass than he will on his made shots.
Correct. I don't think he's necessarily out. Ooh, I'm going to get 25 tonight. That's not to say he doesn't have confidence and think that he
can. I think he very seldom goes out to get 25. Yeah. He likes for his teammates to get the buckets.
Yes, again, because he just wants to win.
Yes.
He wants to win, and if it takes him scoring, then okay. If not, and I can get everybody else involved, then guess what? Now you have to take my players and be careful how I'm passing.
And that's what I see with Lee. That's what I see with Lee County. That's what you see.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's what everybody else sees, but yeah, the kid's a little arrogant. But you know what? He's scoring 25 a game.
But even some of his passing, they expect it. No-look passes or whatever else. They know how he is and how he operates, so therefore they're expecting those no-look passes and difficult passes, and they're ready to actually receive and shoot and put it up.
But the biggest thing about him is if he catches the ball, he gives it up as much or more than does something with it. He doesn't want the ball. You go ahead and play well.
Fun player to watch because he can do it on both ends of the floor.
He can turn it on. He can turn it off at will. I remember a kid that played here. Girl that played for Breathitt County, wound up moving on to Perry Central and playing. Kendall Noble wound up playing at Western. She would score 6 in the first half. She could care less about scoring. But if her team needed her to get 20, then she'd go get you 20.
Right.
She just turned it on. I mean, okay, here you go. Here you go, 20. And she'd wrap up 20 points in a matter of minutes. But before that, she's like, who cares? You score. I'll get mine whenever I need to.
Right. Or
if I need to. But if not, I'm happy with you all scoring.
And that's being unselfish.
Well, that's when you get good. This team could get good if they got unselfish.
Agreed. Yes. And, you know, they're 7-13 on the season. Tough loss Friday.
We could change gears. We could change some things up, and we could fix it.
Yeah, lost by 12 to Lee County, you know, after beating them. Of course, Lee was out a couple of players, you know, that we ended up, Moore was in trouble and Fox didn't play. But, you know, okay, so they're back, but they still stuck with their same rotation that Lee County did regardless. And
same two kids killed us here and killed us up there.
Yeah.
We let the kid that scored double points both places, not Watterson, it's, what did you say? I lost your name.
Not Fox?
Not Fox. No, the other one.
Oh, shoot. Now you're throwing me off.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Anyway, the other kid that's killed us twice in both games, he had been up there, and he got 28. I think he got it down here. That kid hurt.
Combs. Trenton Combs.
Trenton Combs. He hurts both places.
Yeah.
And we're trying to stop Watterson, and Combs drops almost 30 on us. Well, you can't let that happen either. And again, when you go play Estill County, you want to stop Cade, but guess what? You got several other Estill County players out there too that get the job done. So you got to stop them all. at some point.
Yeah, you actually do. And I would like to see, as far as the Pirate team, again, they play, their next game is at home against Estill County, or the Pirates. After the Monday's game, they don't have, again, another game until Friday. But for them, 9-13 on the season, it doesn't get any easier for the Pirates either in the season. So then they'll be Knott County Central on Saturday. So you follow the Friday night game against Estill, then and that's a home game, and then at home on Saturday, a 7:30 game against Knott County Central. Then you have Hazard at home, and then you have Bergen at home, and then Owsley. So,
but in the end of the Pirates stretch, you do have five or six that you can look at and say, okay, winnable. Whether you beat them or not, it's a different story. But you got some winnable games at the end. So they should at least go 500 toward the end of their season. They got a couple of games that might get blown out, but some of them are going to be very competitive or be back. We'd love to have Jacob back. I know Darryl's listening because he sent me the name Trenton Combs to help us out there. But love to have Jacob back if you're all both listening to us.
He is that player. And again, we wish him nothing but the best as far as getting, you know, back healthy. But he is that player, though. To me, if there's one kid on the team that enjoys playing the game, and I hate it because it is his senior year, he's that kid.
Well,
he's always smiling. He's at the same time, he's intense.
But he don't have to score 20 a game.
He does.
He'll share the ball. He does the little thing that you have to have out there. And I think he kind of keeps his players in line, too. I think we miss him, the leadership part of his game, not just – I think Jake could be very vocal. I think he wants his team to do well. And I've talked to Darryl some, and I think Darryl wants the same thing out of this group. They're better than what they're doing.
100%.
But they got to get a little bit of their me out and a little bit more of us in them. I just think that would carry them a lot farther and have fun on the floor. Again, if you play this game and you're miserable, you probably shouldn't play the game.
Well, and on one hand, all they would need to do is have a conversation with Jacob, who has missed countless games. How much he would like to be able to be in the spot where they're healthy, right? To be able to trade places with them, just as far as the health is concerned.
This boys' team is right on the cusp of either being pretty good or not good at all, and they can blame or reward themselves either way they go. I think they can beat a couple of these teams that we may not expect. They can play with them, but they got to get together and as a unit functioning as one instead of different things out there with different directions and different goals for each other. They got to have a team goal and got to go with it and stick to it. You know, if the game's inside, let's go inside tonight. If the game's outside, okay, it's outside, but let's do what you're supposed to do in the game plan and not really vary. And if you don't like your teammate, throw it to him anyway.
Well, to me, they need to move a little bit more efficiently offensively.
Oh, yeah.
And well, then,
we are slow. We're a step slow defensively.
And even defensively, yeah. It bothers me that cut off the sideline, cut off the baseline, quit giving the teams to drive down the baseline or even on the full court pressure, and you're giving them the sideline and coming in. And I get you maybe want to try and trap them across midcourt, but we're getting beat.
You always got to give something to get something, but what we're doing is giving up everything.
Well, we're allowing two defenders for the Pirates to get beat, and all of a sudden now they've got the numbers, and they've just got by you. By the time you recover, they've already scored.
We're trying to contain to one side or one area, but what we're doing is we're losing that contain as well. So,
well, you're not blocking and using the sideline as a defender. Instead, you're giving them that lane, and just it bothers me.
Instead of just giving them what you want them to have, you're giving them everything they want.
Correct, yeah. Because at that point, I'm just going to go around you and take the baseline. And if anything, everybody wants to go to the middle, but we can't stop. You know, we're pushing them to the side, but we're not stopping them on the side.
Yeah, we can't contain.
And have to do a much better job of that.
Yeah. So the boys got a few games coming up again. They're busy scheduled as well. They will play again on Saturday following the Friday game.
We'll have
that here on the radio as well. So be back in action again Friday night and Saturday night. Got one more little bit to go here. We're going to take another break here on PCSN Live, and we'll wrap it up after that segment.
When you need insurance, contact Whitaker Insurance Group in Stanton, proud sponsors of the live broadcast of your Powell County Pirates on Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
Bring your own device to Appalachian Wireless and get up to $300 in bill credits. If you're looking to switch to the Big Blue Appalachian Wireless Network, there's no better time than right now. Up to $300 in bill credits are possible if you own your own device. Go into an Appalachian Wireless retail location or visit us on the web to learn more and to see the new phones and plans available at Appalachian Wireless. We are you. We are Appalachian Wireless.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Ace Hardware, East College Avenue, Stanton, want to wish the best for your Powell County Pirates at their sporting events and their academics, at home or wherever life takes them. Next time you need an item for your lawn or garden, building needs, small or large project, plumbing, electrical, tools, including Craftsman, DeWalt, Husqvarna, and so much more, remember your Ace Hardware right here in Stanton, East College Avenue, Ace, the helpful place.
At Wells Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. One such opportunity is the funeral or memorial service. Such a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors the memory of your loved one. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event. Contact us today to discuss the possibilities. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us at 777 West College Avenue in Stanton.
All right, welcome back. Last segment of PCSN for tonight. And again, we told you we were going to go over the wrap up the district scenarios for the boys as we did the girls. Girls is a lot more clear after we got to think about it. So the boys, almost as clear, not really. Algie's really going to likely be the four. That's correct. That's what we know.
And then there are three teams that have a chance for the...
After losing the lead at Lee up there, cost themselves a better chance at the seed. Lee County now controls the seed opportunity for Powell-Lee matchups. But if Powell defeats Estill by more than Estill beat Powell, which is, I think, 4-5, then Powell County has an upper hand over Estill. And then if Estill transfers over and beats Lee by more than what Lee beat Estill, then there is a scenario for a three-way tie where everybody beat everybody. Point margins are kind of out the window. Then you flip a coin.
Yeah, you're right. Again, it's Owsley's the four. Anybody could be the one, two, or three going forward.
So everybody has a chance now to be the one. Powell had control of their own destiny.
Had they beaten Lee.
They do not have control of their own destiny now. Now they need to beat Estill and have Estill beat Lee to have a chance to be a three-way tie. And then they got all covered. It gets kind of silly. Right now, I would have to give the upper hand to Lee County since they are now in the driver's seat, so they control the point spread over us. If Estill beats us, then Powell would be the three. If then whatever happens with Estill and Lee happens, they'll play for the one seed. So if Estill wins on Friday by more than the 4 or 5 points, Estill would be your two. Powell would be locked into your three. 2-3, like we said earlier, doesn't matter because we're playing at Owsley. All that matters is what jersey you're wearing. And the rivalry's there anyway, so it doesn't matter that way anyway. But those are the scenarios. Again, it could come down to next week, Lee Estill, to figure out who the one seed is. depending on what happens Friday night. So we don't know. We'll have an idea after Friday. We'll have a better idea after we know for sure after the Lee Estill game.
Again, when, you know, and it's a home game. Same thing with the Lee County game. Yeah. It was a home game. The Pirates have not played well on their home court this season.
No. They really haven't. They played better against Prestonsburg. There is that one game where we played well at home. That's other than that's about it.
Yeah, for whatever reason, not necessarily letting it happen at home, and that's unfortunate. But they'll be home again Friday night.
Yeah, come out and support them Friday, Saturday, Estill. This weekend. You'll see more opportunities to see the Pirates later on in the month. But we need some fan support out there. We need you to be loud and vocal. We need you really supportive because I know what the engine's going to bring over here, and it's going to be loud on the Estill County side. So we need to match up with what Estill County brings us. And if our fans aren't ready to do that, they need to be warming up too.
Yeah, and it would be nice, and I've harped on this time and time again. It would be nice if the fans would get into the game a little bit
earlier.
More. Yeah, including when the cheerleaders are out there trying to, you know, get everybody and, up and fired up, you know, and let's support our team.
I wish sometimes they flipped it. Boys were playing second, but now you know what the girls feel like playing first. But, you know, used to, that's what always did. And there wasn't much of a crowd there at 6. We need a better crowd at the game at 5:30. Get there. Come on, people. Be at the game. Pal, that's kind of beside. Fill that place up Friday night. Be a lot of red and blue. That's what we want to see. Have some fun. Be in a big atmosphere, what it's supposed to be. This should be the biggest game of the season for both teams. May not be, but it should be. This is the big rivalry.
At this point in the season, it is.
It's a pretty big game.
It is.
Yeah, it is very it's crucial who picks up the victory here on Friday. But it's not the end of the season. Regardless, you're going to play in the district tournament. You got a chance to play the same team again. So we'll see how that goes. So coming up this weekend, we'll have both games on WSKV Friday and Saturday. And UK will also be in action against Kansas on
ESPN 8:00
on Saturday.
We'll be here Knott against Knott County Central.
We'll have it on watching my phone.
Won't tell the score though.
I'll record.
Yeah,
I'll
We won't tell anybody.
Kentucky's on a little bit of a roll, playing a little bit better now. They're on their way to the tournament, in my opinion. I believe they're going to get there. And then you got the big playoff games coming up this weekend as well. So I want to ask you who you want. I like Kansas City, Cincinnati. I'm going to say that for a second.
The first game is the San Francisco 49ers and Philadelphia Eagles.
That's on Saturday?
That's on Sunday, game one. 3 o'clock. Yeah, first game, NFC. I'm going with the 49ers.
I'm going with the Eagles.
Game two, 6:30, Bengals at the Chiefs. I think with Patrick Mahomes. High ankle sprain. I think Cincinnati's the better team this year anyway.
I'm going Bengals as well. So we got that one as the common pick, and we're going different on the Eagles.
And neither one of us are even Bengals fans.
Well, I am more of a Bengals. I am an AFC fan. So regardless who wins on Sunday, I'll be pulling for the AFC team against whoever comes out of the NFC. I'm an AFC East guy. You know, Dolphins, I like the Bills, and I always like the Patriots. I like the Bengals. They're my favorite team other than the AFC East.
Well, they're playing well. I mean, again, I don't. I think the way that they've been playing, I can't go against them.
No.
Can't go against them.
No, I like
them. I think
Joe
I would still pick them even if Mahomes was healthy. I think that's how well they're playing.
Well, the last time they played, guess what? They won.
Yeah.
And Mahomes was healthy, and we do forget the Bengals were the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
So,
again, they're definitely one of the
better
teams.
Maybe they're better than what people thought, and they got a big chip on their shoulder now because of the way they did the ticket sales.
All that stuff.
Of fun. So, anyway, come out and support the Powell County Pirates and Lady Pirates on Friday night. Two huge games for both the boys and the girls. And then on Saturday, girls be on the road at Jenkins. Boys are at home here at Knott. We'll have that game on WSKV while we watch the Wildcats, and then turn around on football Sunday.
And again, I will not say anything about the score, and I will try and make sure that David won't either.
I'll probably have it on my phone somewhere watching. But, again, I'm not a big UK fan early in the game. I like it more in the last 5 minutes. But sometimes it's not even a game.
Well, up until the Tennessee game, what was worth watching.
Correct.
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
They've turned the tide, and hopefully that happens with
the
Pirates and Lady Pirates. Again, let's continue to make some progress and close things out and get a district title, and let's go get the region as well.
Let's get her done. Signing off, BCSN Live. See you next week.
joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKB app for Android and Apple users. Don't forget, tonight's program is available on our on-demand player at listenlikealocal.com. Powell County Sports Network would like to thank their sponsors, Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Park Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware & Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Physical Therapy. You're listening to W.